Josh,
What?
this is
First,
dumb.
did you just repeat that because we started?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if we should do video or not.
Well,
Well, I don't know what's going to happen when I download it. I hope I can separate the audio file because I feel like I don't want to be uploading video. I think it'll even look worse. Like,
Rogan.
you look like Joe Rogan. The people need to know this.
Yeah, the whole premise of our talk show is I'm emulating Joe Rogan and you're emulating Richard Branson.
That's what you think? It's Richard Branson and Joe Rogan talking to each other.
You've been going for Richard Branson for longer than I've been going for Joe Rogan.
Yeah. It's funny you bring up Richard Branson. He's dyslexic, and there's this thing about dyslexic people that like they're successful because they have to overcome adversity learning how to read. I've always wished that I was fucking dyslexic. It's absurd.
Whatever.
Dude, why did you want to schedule this so early?
First of all, it forces me to wake up
It's
early.
7 a.m. in Alaska. Say it for the listeners.
It's 7 a.m. in Alaska.
I hate the idea of having listeners and like addressing them. I think that we should tell people that the premise of this thing is like just you and me fucking talking about life.
Yeah, I think we already fucked up by like creating a mindset of audience as opposed to like this is a Zoom call
But
between you and me.
you can't ignore that though. Like, otherwise it's just like letters to your friend. You know what I mean? Like, which is also bad. I think we should talk about, I do want to say one thing. I hated the original, I feel like I have to address this.
For
And now I'm
the
sounding
audience,
podcasty.
I'll sit back.
I hated the original format of Living 30. If you're interviewing people, it was fucking dumb. It was a complete Tim Ferriss like imitation or whatever. But people liked it. And Josh, it's funny, you were the first fucking interview. And so now we're gonna try a new format where Josh and I just talk for like 30 to 40 minutes. I'm not gonna pay for the Zoom for the I'm not gonna pay for a Zoom account. So we have 45 minutes for this.
Fine.
Which is perfect, I think. And we're going to try this. We might not even publish. I feel like we should do a few before we publish it, but I think it'll be funny because we'll talk about how dumb this is and podcasting in general. And everybody has a fucking podcast. I hated Living 30 because people started asking me. The people I wanted to interview didn't want to be interviewed. And the people that I hate in my life started asking to be interviewed. Not hate if they listen to
Yeah,
this.
exactly. Audience, you already have to like
Well, no,
list in.
it's something I was thinking about, like how are we going to do that? Like I don't even know how truthful I feel I'm gonna get on this. I feel like it'll be fun to discover that together.
Off the bat, I was gonna name names, and then I was like, I can't name
You can't
names.
name names. What are you coming in hot about today?
Well, dyslexia.
Who do you got?
I have an ex
Uh-oh.
named Mario.
Wait, what?
I'm making up
Oh,
names.
I feel like you don't even need to name them. You can just say an ex, or
I have
unless
so
I
many
need to refer them.
exes.
Right, you do
I'm
have so
now at a
many
point
exes.
in the dating apps where if I talk about an ex, I have to, it's either by number or by name. You gotta
By
clarify.
number.
Ex number one, two exes ago.
You're never going to go by race or something, are you?
I have. Hey, sometimes they like that up here.
Up in for the listeners.
Alaska.
So Mario was a dyslexic ex,
Mario
a
was
dyslex.
is dyslex fits that criteria of the overcomer. Very impressive. Also, there's a lot of accommodation out there. There's like Dragon Text and all these software programs where you just don't need to read in life anymore. I'm really minimizing it.
Well, reading is down. Let's get into some stats here. I kind of hate the video that we have here, dude.
I hate it.
Like, I feel like we should maybe do audio only.
Yeah, audience wise, I didn't like dress up to be on video.
No. I don't want to publish video, I don't think. But I think that even just having the conversation, it's weird to look at each other.
Yeah, this isn't even an audience thing. This is just between you and me,
That's what I'm saying.
interpersonally.
Yeah. I feel like we talked last week and had a great discussion and just decided to do this week. It's like literally 7 days ago that we decided this, and we were on the phone only, and I don't like looking at you. Discuss.
Yeah, and also it's like, in what world would you and I be sitting across from each other like this and talking?
That's what I mean. It's like it's Zoom video calls are completely like
It's less
dissociated from
threatening.
real life. Yeah, I got to sit like next to you. Yeah. Yeah, you're leaning. He's leaning, folks. Oh God.
That's not it.
You're in like a
Well,
log cabin over there, huh?
it's like a fake one. So it's like they have log walls. It is a log cabin, but
It's
it's
like
not the.
Jerusalem stone of log.
It's like actually a log cabin, but then it's divided into three separate units. So it's like a triplex. So there's like regular modern
Oh,
division walls too.
yeah.
Well, last time we talked on this platform, I was just moving to Alaska.
This is for the listeners. It's fucking brutal.
Since then,
What did
I've had
your
a lot of
dyslexia achieve?
talking about
I don't
it. I don't
know. All right.
lot of editing to come on this one.
There's going to be no editing. I'm not spending time editing. It's brutal. You want to fucking edit? You can go ahead.
I'm not gonna be a part of this.
You're right. I have to do all the work. That's why I know that I'm not going to buy fucking Zoom subscription because you're not going to chip in for the $5 a month that you would owe. I do have a
Ugh.
microphone. My sound is going to sound better than your sound. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, but my voice is going to sound better than your voice.
And
You
why
won't
is that?
talk.
Because of all the smoking?
My sound is going to sound better than your sound.
I don't,
It's like
it's
Batman.
funny. I don't think I sound like that. And, but people
Just
think,
pulled yourself out of it.
I think it's because I'm tired and I'm speaking kind of low. There's a baby sleeping in the room next to me.
Fine.
But I think you're, yes, I'm out of it now. But you have to go higher to get out of it.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know, I think my vocals are gonna sound better than yours. And then you went, I don't think I sound like that.
Right. I went into musical performance max, which is a good max. Been a while,
Remember the
but
last show you were in for community theater?
yes, Oklahoma.
Hell
You
yeah.
know that speaking of exes, it's a funny story about that show. I was like my ex at the time, my present ex at that time, right? That Ebox ex was in a show with her mother. And I decided to like try to also be in a show with my mother. So I was in the synagogue production of Oklahoma.
What percentage was to impress her?
100%. And I walked away with my mom having the time of her fucking life.
Was gonna say, what percentage did your mom think it was about you and your mom?
Probably 100%.
Oh,
And then I
Christ, here we
developed a
go.
very intense flirtation with my co-star. So hopefully she never listens to this because either she's not going to agree or her husband and their child are going to be upset. We're
Just
going to
change the
reveal a
first
lot of
letter.
things. What?
Just change the first letter of her name and name names.
Right. I actually don't even remember. I do remember her name, but I was about to say in the show, she was Ado Annie. So we have a dance and a kiss.
Oh,
There's
God.
something magical about doing show like theater Or even you got to think on movies, like there's no way they don't hook up. You spend so much time together. And especially when you're opposite each other and you're like supposed to be love interests, like there is this weird phenomenon, I think, where you start to develop feelings or something.
I think it was
Feelings.
your first show.
My first show, I was in The Children of Eden in eighth grade and The Music Man in fifth grade.
Guess what I meant,
I
Max,
had
is
major roles.
professionals who are in the industry, so to speak, of like performing romance or sexualized behaviors, like models and things like that. I think at some point
They're professionals.
they're professionals. But even then, it's like you're around hot people, hot talented people. You are spending a lot of time together. It still happens. I like to think it still happens.
Yeah, you spend time together. Humans are humans. All right, what the fuck are you doing up at this hour, Josh? You wake up at 7 a.m. on a Sunday usually? Brutal.
Usually wake up like 7:30, 7:45, but I figure if we're gonna chirp like a bunch of idiots on a branch, might as well be a morning bird about it.
It's completely the society's delusion with the fact that we think that people want to listen to this is out of control. It's crazy.
Yes. I think that is a worthwhile topic, which is like we were created so narcissistic, not just our generation, but our parents' generation. But we now have the technology to facilitate it. We were created so narcissistic
You think it's
and
a
so.
human attribute?
I think all humans have the propensity to be narcissistic when they're bred in a system like this. It's kind of like being a sociopath. Like, I don't think that people, if you give a laptop to two people in Ethiopia, I don't think they make a podcast. I could be
That's
wrong.
a funny experiment. It's like the way that you give a phone to a kid and see how intuitively they use the apps and shit. If you give podcast equipment and a computer to a couple of people that have never seen it, do they make a podcast?
I think they would help their community. They would create a micro business or something. They wouldn't make a podcast.
No, you're too what's the word? You're too altruistic or whatever. That's not the right word.
It's the opposite of self-absorbed
Yeah.
and narcissistic. They're social creatures.
Do you think it's a function of the United States? I mean, of our just like the Western society.
Western society.
Man, I remember in COVID when all the like I feel like there were so many people that got on their Instagram live or whatever. I don't even know what that shit is, but they like just recorded them like set like, hey, I'm starting this. I'm gonna start recording my fucking life, like facing the camera, face what it like. There was a shift when it went from people recording the shit in their life to recording themselves, like offering wisdom and talking about. I'm totally a fucking victim of it. It's absurd.
I've never seen your Instagram live, so I would
No, I don't
love
have Instagram. I'm off Instagram. I
Yeah,
got
I think LinkedIn
threatened.
is. You
I
got
told you
threatened.
that.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't
Do you
know if I
want
can. I don't know.
That'd be juicy. We should probably go juicy. This is boring as fuck for everybody else because we are narcissists.
I think it'll take us some time to ease into it.
Episode 4. All right.
Yeah, like episode four. Let's just, I think consistency is also the name of the game. So if we
All right,
just stick with it for.
then for consistency and continuity, since we last spoke on this podcast, I've had a lot of polyps removed from my asshole.
Is that true? Are you...
Yeah.
What?
Hold
Wow,
on.
you're right out of the gate with some
I
personal
broke up with the
information.
person that I was talking about in the last episode with
Le
me.
right.
We got back together and broke up again about six more times, and then
And you're
we're
still
friends
seeing each
now.
other
I fell in love
as
again and
friends.
then broke up again. And that woman broke up with me in front of my parents when they came to visit. And then I broke up with her after we got back together. I broke up with her at the start of the Israel-Hamas war because I thought I wanted Jewish children. And then that feeling wore off in about 3 weeks. And I don't want Jewish children. Or maybe I do if there are Jewish women listening. Maybe I do.
Holy shit, dude. What a dump.
I'm not done. Let's see.
Who's
I'm working.
talking to the audience now? You're trying to marry a Jewish girl off of this podcast.
I'm a narcissist and I have a platform. I'm gonna
It's
self-promote.
a really bad platform. Nobody listens to this.
I think there are 15 Jewish women that listen to this. I think they're your admirers more than my admirers, but
A
I can.
lot of people are your admirers. A lot of people told me that you were the best episode. I don't remember why. It's funny to I haven't listened to it the first the, when we recorded, but it's like there's no question that it was more like podcast targeted. Like I had a list of questions about your fucking routine and like the way you see life and all this shit. Significantly less organic than what we have now. Even this one feels forced, and that one was probably way more forced. So, but people loved it. So I wonder
It's
what they'll
funny.
think of the polyp asshole guy.
Yeah,
Do you want to
I
retract that one? You feel bad about that one?
no, I feel like I should have gone harder.
Why do you have polyps in your asshole?
My diet,
Is it really? It's like cola. It's like fast food.
it's probably genetic.
But have you ever asked your dad about it? That'll be a nice bonding.
I think my mom has had polyps in her asshole.
Wow, she's gonna be fucking thrilled about this. There's no way you're gonna let this be published.
Nobody knows my mom. It's not like she's a member of the community.
But she's gonna be pissed at you. But honestly, this is one of those funny things where it's like, I love when my mom is pissed at me. I was screaming the other day during dinner about diarrhea and smearing shit. And I felt like it's like it's there's something so funny about reverting to child behaviors in front of your mom and having them like try to shut it down or whatever.
Yell at you like a 7-year-old. Max.
And I told her, I was like, Ma, this is a tale as old as time.
My
We're gonna
mom,
forget, we're gonna miss these moments.
when my siblings are together, we all talk scatological talk about
Scatological.
how our poops are looking, emergency situations, everything. And my mom, for some reason, never got acclimated to it in our like household climate. And so every time she's like, "Ah, gosh."
Yeah,
Like,
but
can you?
it's the oh God that we're all there for to some extent, right?
That's right. Maybe we don't even want to talk about it. We just want to hear
Yeah, yeah,
that.
yeah. Just get them going a little bit. Now, can I ask a question? The polyp, right? The now, can I ask a question? That's like very podcasting. Would I
Yeah,
talk to you
you
like that
never
when you're?
talk to me like that.
I would never. Fuck. I think it's the camera. Well, I think next time we'll try
You would
something.
just talk over me.
Right. I would interrupt you.
Yeah. In
Right. As it.
the rudest way. You'd be like, that what you're saying is stupid. I have this thing.
I have a polyp on my vocal cords from smoking cigarettes for sure.
No, it's from the way you talk.
Well, also from screaming and from drinking, it's all like
Yeah, it's your
combined. It's
lifestyle.
all bad for me. I'm like going to get, I think I'm going down with throat cancer at the end of the day.
I don't think you'll make it into a cancer, but
Man,
I do
I
think.
have 100 different cancers coming at me genetically. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's not promising for
It's
what
like the
you.
Matrix. I have to dodge it, man.
I
I got skin, lymphoma. Just my luck, I'll probably go penile. Why not?
an option.
I don't know. I think it is.
I could see myself getting a little testicular.
You think
Was
you're
your
going
dad?
test? You think you're going testing?
Well, just because of the like that like sex drive drop off, that's been like a new theory in my head lately. It's like
It's
for the
all cancer.
listeners,
Yeah.
my libido fucking ended around 3 or 4 months ago. I just stopped wanting sex very much at all relative to the first half of my life. And my new theory, because I'm like eating healthy, I'm actually living kind of healthy right now, which I thought would like ramp that shit right back up. And I went to the doctor and got testosterone tested, and they're like, no, you're good. And so our options here are it's either intensely physiological or it's intensely psychological. And I refuse to accept that I'm psychologically flawed, which means I have testicular cancer.
Right. I think you're just changing your relationship with sex.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
But check those balls, boy.
I fondle them. I remember at Akiba, whose parent came into our class and taught us how to fondle balls for cancer.
I don't know. Don't name names.
I was about to.
Whose parent is the ball parent? Dude, you're privileged to keep a fucking fuck.
Yeah.
What does a polyp on your anus do? Like, how do you know you need to get it removed? Is it change that? Can I ask a question? This is, I think, it's like you're, it, you know those, you know when you're playing with Play-Doh and you have one of those like presses that you press the Play-Doh through a different shape? Is that how you know you have a polyp because your shit starts coming out with like a wedge? Like a missing wedge, but it's like a cylinder, but it's got that missing wedge all the way down the cylinder.
Right,
So that's,
something scraped it on the way out.
maybe you have multiple pot, you can get a star shape for all I know, depending on
That's
how bad it's gotten.
yeah, my shit's come out looking like star fruit, and so I went to the doctor. Actually don't remember how it started. I think I had
The guy slices it up and pops one in his mouth. It's to test. That's the test.
oh, Max, how gross. That's what my mom would
That's
do
your
there.
mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope she
I
listens.
think in grad school, which was like around the time we did this last, I went to the doctor in New York City for some abdominal pain, and they were like, kidney stones, but also let's do a colonoscopy while we're at it. And so the colonoscopy, he got like several polyps. He was like, you're way young for having that. You have to get colonoscopies like every couple of years now. And so I do. I get colonoscopies like every 3 years. And every time they find like two polyps and they're like, got it. I'm like, all right,
What
see you next time.
do they do? They scrape it off or what?
Yeah, they have like a Roto-Rooter. And
Nice.
it has a camera on it, and it also has like a garbage disposal blade.
Nice.
They knock me out. I'm unconscious, which is great for me. I always enjoy it. And then they go up there, which I've always wondered, like, what it's like in the operating room. Like, am I just like farting and shitting?
Right. Do you think that those guys are grossed out? They're like, oh God, this guy's ass is.
How do you account for smells? How do you account for sounds? You're just ignoring all of that, just working your way in. And
Nice.
so, yeah, they go up there, clear it all out, biopsy the ones they catch.
It's an anal chimney sweep. Oh, because those polyps could be cancerous.
That's right.
So it's
They
very
haven't.
clear. You're not going bald, dude. You're going fucking anal, cancer
Yeah.
wise. Yeah.
Well, if I like do my colonoscopy every 2 to 3 years, then we're good.
Right.
I yeah, it's like I will have an anal cancer, but I might survive
Will they catch it in time? Yeah.
it. That's right.
Well, Josh, I wish you luck with that, man. What else
Thanks,
should we
Cody.
talk about?
All right, we got top polyps, we got bottom polyps. What's next?
Oh, yeah, I got top. Yeah. I remember. Yeah, I haven't had a look at it in like 10 years. I had a polyp on my vocal cords because I would like go hang out with my friends on the weekend. I guess you know this from us growing up. Like, I don't know, but like by the end of the weekend, I'd be like unable to talk. I'd be so hoarse.
Regularly, if there was alcohol and friends.
Alcohol, cigarettes, friends, screaming. We're all
Yeah.
screaming over each other.
That's why it's so amusing to me that in this, you're like, can I ask a question?
Right.
Learn
Screaming.
how to do that in life, Max, and maybe you'll save yourself a vocal cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I remember also, and I had this polyp, and the ENT was like, yeah, I mean, it's probably from smoking also. And I remember I was like talking to a guy I work with, telling him about it, and he's like, "Why don't you stop smoking?" I was like, "No." It was a suggestion that hadn't occurred to me, and I completely ignored.
I
I'm a
actually
fucking
love,
idiot.
I have one of those recently. I went to my primary care physician who sucks. Alaskan medicine is bad.
PCP.
And he, I went to him. I was like, hey, I feel like my blood pressure is up for the first time in my life. Like I know I can almost feel it. And, he checked in and he was like, hey, your blood pressure is up. And I was like, and he was like, what's going on? And I was like, well, I wake up in the morning and I expose myself to about an hour of Instagram news about a war that includes family and friends. And then I drink two huge cups of ultra strong coffee. I get into a fight with at least one person verbally,
Verbally,
like through
like
Instagram.
in your immediate surroundings.
No, the digital
What
surroundings.
digital surroundings?
I listen to NPR news, which I disagree with at this point, and I
Sure.
get all worked up, and
That
then I
gets you
go to a
sweating.
stressful job. And so the doctor was like, okay, what do you want me to do?
Oh. You gave him a bunch of shit that he has no ability to intervene on.
That's all in my control and
Right.
all directly impacts my blood pressure and heart rate.
How did you feel that your blood pressure was high? What the fuck does that even mean?
It was
Just.
interesting, actually. You know how we all have like psychedelic tells, like that we know that we're coming up on a psychedelic?
Go on. What do you mean? I know that, like you're saying, I'll know that you're going up on a psychedelic.
No, you'll feel in your body a specific aura or
I feel
a noticeable.
intense anxiety. I'm like,
Sure.
oh fuck.
We have a mutual friend. Dear friend, who always said he felt it in his neck. Like when his neck starts doing something, he knows that the drug is taking effect.
Which friend is this? Just like, don't say the name, but give another so I'll know who it is.
Gary Papadopoulos.
Great. Good old Gary. You know, our Greek friend Gary. I love that fucking guy. Yeah, so he feels it crawling up his neck
What
because it's
I've
in his
always felt.
brain stem. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like in the nape of his neck.
Yeah.
And what I've always
I
felt
felt that when I did DMT. I felt it crawl
interesting.
up my neck. Yeah.
I feel on most psychedelics that I'm coming up on before the psychological effects start, I feel like somebody like behind my face, you know, Men in Black, the little alien in the head.
Yeah.
That's like operating the controls and they open the head and they see
Yeah, he's a prince. Yeah.
it.
He's the prince. What's he the prince of?
A nebula, I think.
The whole nebula? No, I thought it was
Yeah.
I think it's a galaxy. Or I don't remember. It'd be good to know. Jamie, can you look that up?
We should check his LinkedIn.
Who would we have as our fucking Google jockey? I that's such an absurd role that all podcasts seem to have. It's because they don't want to be doing the Googling on
I think they
air.
get interns. I think we would get like a University of Pennsylvania media intern.
We should get some fucking Jew. We should get a Jew, like a very liberal Jew that we can abuse and disagree with.
Exactly right. So they can kind of like mutter when they're dissatisfied, and then we can attack them for muttering.
But
What
they're
I feel when
like,
I'm
yeah.
coming up on psychedelics is like the prince is in my head and he's pushing against the inside of my face outward.
That's why your face looks like that, huh? Oh shit, we're running out
It's
of
like
time.
pressure against the inside of my face. And I felt that without drugs recently. And I was like, oh, that's high blood pressure. That's what
Oh,
that
that's funny. You felt the prints in your face without having taken psychedelics and knew that you had high blood pressure.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to the doctor. I didn't take any acid.
So far, I think that this podcast is actually pretty good, Josh, because we're talking about medical ailments, like
Men's
facing
health.
these things, men's
30 something
related,
health.
yeah, some psychedelic talk, some fucking relationship shit. We got about 9 minutes left. I think it's a good boundary condition because otherwise we could go on, and I think it'd be boring. But I think consistency is
Rogan.
Rogaine.
Rogan, Ferris, they go for hours, dude.
I mean, I
I think they
guess
shouldn't. I
so.
actually disagree with that model of their podcasting.
Well, I think like I'd rather have like 50 40-minute episodes as opposed to like 10 3-hour episodes, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's fun to see what we'll get into also.
Well, we might as well stay on men's health or
I don't
30
know. I like
something.
jumping around. I mean, what is the name of that galaxy, by the way?
You didn't laugh when I said check his LinkedIn, but I thought that was funny. We should create a LinkedIn account for that
For
prince.
that little alien. Yeah, he should have one. He's very, I mean, he'd be an influencer because of how
He was
popular he would be.
powerful.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. It's funny that I feel like they put him in a Jewish guy.
I was just about to ask, who is he in?
He was in like an old looking Jewish guy that loves pierogi. I guess that could be just Eastern European, but I don't know. It feels familiar to me. Oh God. Speaking of Judaism, anything to add there?
I mean, I told you outside of this, but yesterday I davened, which like it cringes coming out of my, I cringe when I say it. Like I davened Shacharit for the first time in 20 years. And
Shacharit, so it's just I've been saying the Shema in morning and night, and also trying to put on tefillin in the morning. Davening a full service is so bad.
I
It's
quit. I quit.
wait, when did you quit? At what point did you quit?
It was like running a spiritual mile. I was like, no.
Do you remember which point in the service you quit?
Well, first of all, I don't own a siddur, so like,
Were you
no.
fucking Googling it?
I Googled prayer, and it was like not what I remember. I was like, this is long as
Yeah,
fuck.
it's so bad.
So I ended up doing like two prayer. I did not get deep in, and I was just like, all right, I think I'll just take selfies for Jewish women that might want to see me in tefillin.
That's
And
so the it's so funny. Yeah. First of all, for the listeners, you took you did it on Saturday, and the only day of the week where you don't put on tefillin. Wait, sorry, are we outing you? Like, it's funny that this is
yeah.
something. It'd be funny if that was the level that crossed the line because you're about to try to use this pic to get some digital Jewish
Don't talk
ass.
about how much my education I've forgotten.
Right, that's the other thing. My dad used to do that without fail to every person at the Passover Seder that even stuttered a little bit on some Hebrew. He would say, "Well, that's $200,000 down the fucking drain." You know?
My dad says the exact same thing.
Yeah. Well, because they.
$50,000 tuition a year down the fucking crapper.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, you so you did it on Saturday, the literal only day of the week that you don't put on tefillin. But there is Shacharit, and it is a much longer Shacharit, is the truth anyway, on Saturday Shabbat.
That's it was I was discouraged out of the gate once I realized it was Shabbat. I was like, oh fuck, I'm not
It's funny
starting.
that you woke up and didn't realize that it was Shabbat.
I live in the woods.
Right. There is, have you ever read the Heschel book called The Sabbath?
Know I haven't.
It's a beautiful book. You should read it because it's really just about, in general, you know, it's funny. Tim Ferriss talks about a digital Sabbath. Like, it's the latest fucking rage in Silicon Valley or wherever. This book is great about, and we can link to this in the show notes, and we can do an affiliate marketing through Amazon, and then we can sell. This is how we'll make money, Josh. Look. But it's a beautiful book. I think you'll appreciate it, actually.
I'll check it out. I told my mom that I davened Shacharit, and she was like, "How did that go?" And I was like, "I hated it." And she was like, "Yeah, we know you." And then she was like more on it than I was.
She's not buying it.
She's a good mom, but she was like, you have the woods. Like, why don't you go outside? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go outside next time. Like, I'm not gonna pray indoors. I'm not gonna pray at all. I'm gonna go do what I've learned to do spiritually.
Which works, man. If you want me to get into it, sure. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, he likes to tout the he bodedut. This is for the listeners. I hate when I fucking switch into for the listeners.
This is for my brother.
Right. Your brother's a religious Jew. That's for the listeners.
An Orthodox rabbi recently exploring not being.
Outed him.
Yeah, I guess we can't air this. He'll get stoned by his community.
Right. But he, Bodedut, is a major tenet of Rabbi Nachman's teaching, which is going out into the woods and talking to God like he's your
Sure,
friend.
our dear friend Corin Guellis and my brother are big on Hebrew together. They've facilitated retreats on it and
It's
stuff.
very you to like ignore all that shit and try to like get into the worst part of Judaism.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's all for a girl, which is very you as well.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I hope the pit gets you good. I've always thought about the ability to use tefillin phylacteries for the listeners as sort of like a leather bondage thing.
Yeah, no, that's what's happening is I think, and I sent it, I sent the selfie to a non-Jewish person too, who's like into forearms. She said like she really likes big forearms, and my forearms are not necessarily anything big, but
But you're bulging when you have them wrapped around.
it's porn to a woman who likes forearms to
Did you
put.
send a close-up of the forearm? Maybe we'll
Nah,
include that.
I gave her the whole thing
We should probably
afterwards.
include this picture in the show notes. I feel like we should.
Link to pick. Yeah, I think for both of these women, and for any woman who's receptive to seeing a selfie of me in religious garb, what's happening is they've got a leather thing, and we're tapping into that.
Interesting. I always thought that like you could do some sexy stuff in the mikveh. What's funny about the mikveh is it's very the ritual baths, it's very bathhouse like gay
Disgusting.
cruising vibe. Yeah, but it's also disgusting.
It's the grossest nudity I can think of.
There's hair there's hair and skin literally everywhere. I've dipped into some nasty waters before, that's for sure.
My sister told me she was on a hike last week, and what do you call the springs in Israel?
A Mayan.
Mayan. Yeah, she's at one of those that's like very sought out. But it's also very orthodox doubt. So they're a bunch of
Right.
shriveled, old, gross dicks just
She saw
out in.
dicks. She saw
Yeah,
ortho dicks.
she saw ortho dicks, and she said she was like really upset by them, and then they were really upset by her, and they're like, "Hey, our dicks are out, like go away." And she was like,
Right.
"No, we're in nature."
All right. We have less than a minute left. So I don't know if. You
Baba
want
booey,
to?
baba booey.
What is
From Howard Stern, Gary from Howard Stern,
that? Right.
used to say that, and I think Baba Booey was like another character from Howard Stern, but he used to say it in like important press conferences. Like he'd go to the White House and be like, "Can I ask a question? Baba Booey, Baba Booey,
All
listen to Howard Stern show."
right, let's end on that. Goodbye.
All right, later.